Good morning. 9:28, and this is The People Speak. I'm Jeff. And today we got the Randall County Farm Bureau with us. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, actually, we don't have the whole Farm Bureau with us. But
no, just me.
How are things going over there, I guess, in this kind of unusual time?
Yeah, it is an unusual time, but farmers are still out in the field, and we're starting planting season. So we've been pretty lucky. We've had some pretty nice days out to be able to go out in the field. Today, it's not really a nice day to go do that, but hopefully it'll clear up.
That's one thing about farming. I mean, you don't have to worry about the social distancing because they're pretty much social distanced as it is.
Yep. So even people that have employees, as long as you're staying apart in your tractors, mm-hmm. and you can easily text each other or call and say what to do.
When you're out in the middle of the field and stuff in a tractor, it's kind of hard to be right up next to someone.
Yep. It's pretty easy to socially distance.
So with the farmers, and I mean, obviously that means we want to watch when we're on the roads.
Yes, definitely. So I know there's not a lot of travel out on roads right now for people that are able to work from home or not working right now. But if you are out on the road, remember just easy rule road safety, pay attention, slow down, and look out for those people in the tractors, because in that heavy machinery, they're not able to see you a lot of times.
Right. You mentioned the social distancing and the current situation of that. The office is still closed, correct, as far as the physical office?
Yes, our office is still closed to the public, but we are working in there, and you're able to call anytime. If we're not there when you call, leave a message, and we'll definitely get back to you. So even though we're closed to the public, we're still trying to benefit our members as best as we can.
So you just holler down the hall at the next person's like, hey.
Yep. So staff, we lowered staff in the office. So they're taking days off, but we're still operating, paying membership dues, and making sure that members get what they need.
All right. I'll tell you what. Let's take a quick break here. We'll come back and talk some more here. Listen to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. And welcome back. This is The People Speak. I'm Jeff. And we're talking agriculture-related items today here with the Farm Bureau. We mentioned that, obviously, you know, you're social distancing when you're in a tractor in the middle of a field. But how is this COVID-19, coronavirus, whatever you want to call it, affecting agriculture?
Yeah, so a big deal is the economic issues happening with small businesses and agriculture as well. So I know a lot of stores, you're seeing food running out, you're waiting for the shelves to get stocked. And then the farmers, they have the animals and the livestock there to send to the market. But the hard part is keeping those processing plants open. So that's a big issue that the Farm Bureau is working with right now. A good part is that President Trump signed an executive order allowing meat and poultry processing plants to stay open and continue operating. So most places, if they had a case of coronavirus, they'd have to close for so many weeks and wait and see what happens. But this allows them to close for like a couple of days, do the cleaning involved, and keep testing the people that work there. So this allows food chain to have that fresh quality meat to the consumers. But one thing that I can't stress enough for everybody going out to the stores is don't panic buy and stock up. I know that's something that I've even thought about doing before. It'd be a lot easier. But whenever people stock up and they save a bunch in their freezer, that just takes some away from another family.
I don't know. I've always had this aversion to spending, like, you know, I see people in Walmart and other places, and they'll ring it up and they'll hear like, $200. It's like I would probably pass out right there on the floor if they told me it was $200, you know.
Yeah.
I just have this aversion to spending a lot of money at one time.
Yeah, so it's easy to want to be able to stock up and think, oh, I don't have to worry about it later. But if you stock up, you're taking that away from another person. So the processing plants, they are open. Some are processing less than usual, or they have less people working. But there still is meat out on the market ready for people. It's just going to take a little bit more time to get there. So,
I've heard talk a lot about dairy right now, too.
Yeah, so luckily, locally for us, many dairy farmers haven't had to dump or dispose of their milk. Most people sell to Prairie Farms. That includes my family, ourselves. And that is mostly retail-based, which is really good because instead of going to the restaurants where that's where the issue is, they're able to package that milk for the store. But the issue with dumping milk is you can't change your processing plant to make all gallons instead of that bulk for a restaurant or the small cartons for a school. Mm-hmm. So you might be running out of milk at the grocery store, but there is milk out there. It just has to take its time to get there, just like the meat. So don't panic. Don't stock up. That's as easily as I can say it. Yeah.
Think about the toilet paper shelves at the stores. You know, when it's people were like panicking that. That, you know, you don't want that done with meat. You know?
Yeah, we don't want that with our food. So it's just like the toilet paper that happened earlier. And now I know you can go to the store. And I think last time I went to Walmart, it wasn't too hard to find. Mm-hmm. So
if you go in, you want to stock up on hamburger, get, you know, 2 or 3 pounds, but don't get 15 or 20 pounds.
Yes, exactly. So get what you need for maybe the week or the next couple weeks. Don't stock up for months on end.
Right.
But I know the USDA is also partnering with regional and local distributors, and they're purchasing $3 billion in fresh produce, dairy, and meat. And that's going to go in pre-approved boxes for food banks. So that's a really positive thing that's happening with the coronavirus is the USDA is being able to help the community purchase that off the farmers, off local small businesses, and get it to people easily. Mm-hmm. So hopefully that starts happening soon. I know they're working on trying to figure out what they're going to put in the boxes, but hopefully here in Randolph County, we can get some more food in our food banks because I know that's a really big issue as well.
Right. And I mean, and a lot of people depend on those. So.
Yes, especially right now, whenever there's more people on unemployment and out of jobs, food banks are running out of food because more people are depending on them. Mm-hmm. So hopefully the USDA can deliver that soon and we can get food to our local area.
Right. When you hear figures like 30 million people unemployed, that's, you know, I mean, you try and put that in perspective. That's a lot of people.
Yes, it is. And I know we're all just hoping it doesn't last as long as we think it will. But
you keep hearing comparisons now to the Great Depression that started in 1929 and actually carried all the way through, I said, up until actually World War II in the 40s. So, I mean,
yes.
Hopefully we don't repeat that process.
Yeah, so hopefully they're able to find a vaccine for this and we can all go back to our new normal because I don't know if we'll ever go back to normal.
I don't know. I still can't see replacing the handshake with a fist bump or an elbow bump. I can't see two executives meeting at a formal meeting and, you know, come in there and bump elbows or something.
Yeah.
It just doesn't, or two world leaders, you know, getting together, you know, and
yeah, it's
fist
hard
bumping,
to,
you know.
It's hard to think about what the changes will be, but there definitely will be some big changes.
Right. I see movie theaters are opening now too, and it's like, how do you social distance in the theater? I mean, I know they're limiting the number of people, but I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how things.
Yeah, it's going to be a slow process to opening up. I know it's not going to open up all right away. Small amounts of people and groups at one time, and then slowly, hopefully we can get back to those large events.
But now are farmers eligible for things like this paycheck protection program that's out?
Yes. So I know that's a really big question a lot of farmers out there have. So if you are a farmer, you are eligible for the Paycheck Protection Program and a lot of other relief programs out there. So I know the Paycheck Protection Program and the small business loans, they ran out of money a few weeks ago, but that was replenished. So there is the money out there, but if you're thinking you're going to need it, fill that out as soon as possible.
Because a lot of farmers, I mean, there's so much on farms these days. I mean, they can't do it by themselves, so a lot of them have employees. Well, they've got to pay those employees.
Yep, so if you have employees and you're unable to, like, sell your cattle because the auction house is closed or the processing plant is closed, this is one way to get that income that you need for the time being.
How can they find out more about these programs?
So you can find out more by calling your local FSA office, and they can explain the programs to you and talk to them. It's sad that you can't go into the office, but at least you can call and get the information you need. And you can also go online. FSA would have it, USDA, Small Business Administration. That's where you're going to find those loan programs. So, and other than the small business loans and the Paycheck Protection Program, USDA has relief programs out there. They're still working on the calculations of how much money they can give out and how they figure out who gets it. But hopefully those calculations come out this week.
Right. Talking about the phone and that. I'm one of those that I'm really not big on talking to the phone. I prefer to talk to someone face-to-face. And, you know, that's kind of a struggle for me to get used to that aspect. You know, it's like I can't just stop in. I've got a call, you know.
Yeah, I know a lot of farmers are wanting to stop in. They're face-to-face people. But sadly, right now, we're trying to avoid that as much as possible. So.
Right. So, all right, I'll tell you what. Let's take our next break here, and we will come back and talk some more here on The People Speak this morning. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Welcome back. Again, we're talking with Allison from the Randall County Farm Bureau, and we're in the midst of the COVID-19 quarantine, lockdown, whatever you want to call it.
Yes.
But, you know, I mean, it's having, you know, an effect on farmers, but overall, I think in the area, I think a lot of the farmers seem to be, you know, weathering it and continuing forward and what needs to be done.
Yep, they're continuing forward. They're still planting. They're still getting ready out in the field. And hopefully things start looking better in the economy for them.
Right. Now if we can just get the weather to straighten out.
Yeah, if we get the weather to go for them too, they'd be really happy.
We always talk about some of the different events you've got. Well, I mean, obviously right now there's not a lot of events going on. We were talking off air about Grand American, hoping that will actually take place. You know, it's still an unknown at this point.
Yep. So we're still waiting for the grand, and right now we don't have events going on due to coronavirus, but a big one that we have this summer is the Poll for Ag. So that is with Randolph County Farm Bureau and Perry County Farm Bureau. We work together and host at the shooting complex. Our date is set for July 18th, and we're still moving forward and hoping we can still host it.
Right.
So right now we're just kind of saying save the date. Hopefully we can have some more information for you.
And that's a pretty big event for...
Yes. So that is our kind of big event and Perry County's big event for our Ag Education and the Ag in the Classroom funds. So that's where we're able to get the funds to have an Ag in the Classroom coordinator to go out to the schools, hopefully when they reopen, and teach all the kids in Randolph County about agriculture. So we're hoping we can still do that. If not, we'll have to come up with a different way to kind of host a fundraiser, right, but still do the social distancing.
Now that you mentioned the Ag in the Classroom, obviously there isn't a classroom per se to go into right now. Are there different ways they're trying to work with that to still keep kids up on agriculture?
Yeah, so with the classroom being closed, and I know school's almost out for kids, but if we're all still having to stay home, you're going to want to keep your kid busy. So one thing that you can do is visit Illinois Ag in the Classroom's Facebook page, and there's a bunch of different resources and learning activities. I know every single day they post a new lesson plan that is out. So they were focusing it on things that are in agriculture in Illinois, but they're starting to go out to different states and work with those other state farm bureaus and kind of highlight what they're known for. So if you haven't been doing it and you want to, you can go back to all those different lessons and keep your kid busy for hours on end. So that's a really great...
And plus, if there's someone they really like, you know, they can look at it again. You know?
Yeah, so that's a really great learning activity. And I know earlier, back in April, they were hatching chicks and posting the videos on YouTube. So if you want to keep your kids busy with some YouTube videos, that's a really fun one, is watching those chicks hatch and seeing what happens.
I know I saw a little clip on Facebook here a while back, and it said when schools reopen, and it showed this vehicle pulling up and these kids just more or less get thrown out of the vehicle onto the grass and this vehicle speeds off.
Yeah, I know. Once school's out and kids aren't doing those online activities, but if you still have to keep them at home, if I was a parent, I'd want to find a way to keep my kid busy. So this summer might be full of learning for them.
Right. I had talked with someone in education here a while back on the program, and they'd mentioned, you know, their idea, which probably is not necessarily favorable with all, but would be to go ahead, you know, if they can reopen the schools during the summer, you know, hold classes in June and July to kind of get them caught up to where, you know, what they didn't get through March and April and May, and then start school back again right after Labor Day and, you know, go on through like that. But, you know, that's
yeah, you don't know if the kids are going to like that one, not being able to have their summer.
Of course, they're kind of getting their summer now.
That's true. So hopefully kids aren't too behind, and hopefully in the fall they're able to get back into the classroom. I do know today is also Teacher Appreciation Day. So that's just a little bit of a shout out to all of our teachers out there that are went from being in a classroom to online overnight, basically.
Right. Yeah. They've kind of learned a new style of teaching, like overnight.
It was just about overnight for them. So, and from what I've heard, is it's going as well as it can. So.
Mm-hmm. So, other things going on with the Farm Bureau right now?
So other things going on is for our farming members, so our M members, it is dues renewal season. So back in mid-March, end of March, you should have got your first notice saying time to pay some dues. I know second notices went out, I think, last week. So if you forgot to pay your dues, please pay them. It's your way of staying a Farm Bureau member, supporting what we do with all our government affairs and our programs. And then if you do use the benefits like Country Financial or buying a Ford vehicle or all those benefits out there, keep your membership so you don't lose that. So that's a pretty easy one out there.
All right. You have a website on here, I noticed, where people, if they're concerned about, you know, the rising health insurance costs or prescription prices and that, too.
Yeah, so I know with coronavirus, one thing that my dad and I talked about the other night was, what's this going to do to health insurance costs? Are we going to see that rise up? What's happening? And I know Farm Bureau is working on finding a way for affordable health insurance for our farmers. But one thing that we do have right now is with our member benefits, you can save on prescription medicine, with your membership. So you can go on ilfb.org/member/benefits and get the information. I think it's three different options you have to kind of find a way to save on your prescriptions if you don't have that insurance or if your insurance isn't covering it. I know that's a really big issue, is you can find these prescription coupons, and it ends up being cheaper than your insurance is. So if you're kind of worried about what this is going to do to your health insurance or what it is doing, that's a really easy way that the Farm Bureau can help you.
That's one thing about the Farm Bureau. I mean, they're not just about agriculture education. They're about helping, you know, the farmers and everybody, you know.
Yes. So a big thing that Farm Bureau is all about is not only just helping the farmers, but the rural community as well. So even if you're not a farmer and you want these benefits or you want some information or some help, you can join the Farm Bureau for just $20 and we can find a way to work with you and help the rural community grow.
So that's not much. I mean, 20 bucks.
$20 a year, not too bad.
No.
Especially for the benefits you get, you'd probably save more on your prescription medicine.
True. That's, you know, so, you know, in one prescription, probably.
Probably.
So, all right. So again, the office is closed, but people can call.
Yes. So if you want to call the office, our number is 443-4511. You can call anytime. If we're not there and we don't pick up, leave a message and we'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Okay. And hopefully all this will be over sometime soon and people can actually stop in and you can actually talk to someone face to face.
Yes, I can't wait until we can unlock those front doors and start letting people in. It's getting a little weird in the office without having some traffic.
Right. And speaking of traffic, I mean, not related to this necessarily, but you said they are doing some work, I guess, on Hillcrest today.
Yes. So on my drive here, I had to take a little bit of a longer route. So if you are taking Hillcrest, watch out.
I want to avoid that if at all possible.
Yes.
You know, choose to come in from one end to the other, but not turning off down by Our Lady of Lourdes or anything, because you're probably not going to get there.
Yep, you're not going to get there. So.
So, all right, Allison. Well, thanks for being with us today.
And, thank you.
Filling us in on what's going on with the Farm Bureau, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next month.
Thank you.
All right. For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day.